This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Nepali Congress Office Bearers Meeting rescheduled for Friday. United States is said to begin evacuations of Afghan interpreters and Cuba leaves customs restrictions after unrest. Now the news in detail. The office bearers meeting of the Nepali Congress has been postponed. The Chief Secretary of Nepali Congress, Centre Party Office, Krishna Prasad Paudel said due to the busy schedule of the party leaders, the meeting has been postponed to Friday. One person has died of coronavirus infection in Baki District. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli said, a 50-year-old man of Triveni Rural Municipality 1 died of coronavirus infection. Nepali youth scientists are coming to London to take part in the final round of competition of Holt Prize, which is recognized as a Nobel Award for youth students. Youth scientists Sisiri Panta, Prasanta Bhatta, Nirdesh Bhattrai and Sony Pokhrel are traveling to the UK to participate in the competition taking place from 8th August to 12th September. The Nepali scientists are participating in the final round to present a machine they invented for manufacturing mushrooms. The public transportation fare has been increased. The Department of Transport Management increased the inter-province public transportation fare by 28%. Department of Transport Management spokesperson Dr. Loknath Busal said the fare for public passenger service has been increased by 28%, while the increment is 20% in the Tarai and 26% for goods carrier vehicles in the hills. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The United States is said to begin evacuations of Afghan interpreters who assisted U.S.-led forces during the conflict and are deemed to be at risk. The White House said Operation Ali's refugee is said to start during the last week of July. It comes as the U.S. withdraws its forces from Afghanistan ahead of an 11th September deadline set by U.S. President Joe Biden. In recent weeks, the Taliban have made rapid advances across the country. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said that initial evacuation will include about 2,500 people who are likely to be housed in military facilities either in the U.S. or a third country while their visa applications are processed. Official figures show the Chinese economy's sharp rebound from the coronavirus pandemic has now slowed. Gross domestic product GDP increased by 7.9% in the second quarter of 2021 compared to the same time last year. That was less than half the rate seen in the previous quarter and missed economists' forecast of 8.1% growth. Official figures for June also showed better than expected growth for retail sales and industrial production. The NBS said in a statement that Chinese economy sustained a steady recovery with the production and demand picking up. Cuba has temporarily lifted import duties on food, medicine and other essentials following recent unrest. As of next Monday, there will be no limit on such goods brought in by travelers until the end of the year. Thousands took the streets on Sunday in protest over food and medicine shortages, price increases and the government's handling of COVID-19. Dozens have been arrested nationwide since the unrest began on Sunday. Authorities confirmed on Tuesday that one man had died. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress office bearers meeting rescheduled for Friday. United States is said to begin evacuations of Afghan interpreters and Cuba lifts customs restrictions after unrest. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.